Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
The big news is Brian Kelly being clipped by LSU. The buyout, $54 million. You know, the buyout thing is probably a topic for another day. It's just wild to see. I think by the time this carousel is set, you're going to see in upwards of $225, $250 million in buyouts. It's remarkable. The Brian Kelly thing, it ended the way I thought it would end. When he got hired, I just said it. This dude isn't a fit. It doesn't make any sense. LSU's a particular job, and I think you have to embrace the state of Louisiana. You have to embrace the traditions. You can't be a carpetbagger. And I think that's just what Brian Kelly is. From the day he went down there with his fake fucking accent to his weird dance videos, it just never felt like it was gonna work, and well, it didn't.
And they have every right to have these standards. The last three coaches all won national championships.
Correct.
Saban, Les Miles, and Ed Orgeron. So it's one of these deals where, hey, it was real clear, man, you're coming here from Notre Dame because you want to win a national title. If you aren't doing it, your ass is fired. And you're right, he did himself no favors. He didn't ingratiate himself. He was phony. It's a bad culture fit. Like, we can get into his future a little later here on the podcast. I think the fit there was as big a problem as even his coaching.
Yeah, 100%. And again, I think, look, this is the thing, and whether it's going to be Michigan State for me, or if you're a fan listening to this show and you're one of the dozen or more schools that have openings, and then, oh, wait, you're going to take someone's coach, and then those schools are going to have open. I mean, you could see,
dominoes.
Yeah, 20-plus schools. I think this is something important to remember is it. You don't want to win the press conference. You want to make the right hire. So, like, I always laugh about stuff like this. Like, Kurt Cignetti was not a universally celebrated hire. Jonathan Smith was. Keep that in mind. So, yeah, I think at LSU, look, I have an idea of who I would call. I just don't really want to get yelled at by you because you don't seem to be in a good mood and you look tired.
Mike, I'm not going to yell at you. I think there's so much for us to do on this LSU thing. There's, from an LSU standpoint, where that job ranks, the names they should pursue, and then there's the Brian Kelly piece that we'll do afterwards, but let's just start with LSU.
All right. Where the job ranks or who I'd call?
Where the job ranks.
I think it's the best job in America.
The best available job or the best job?
I think it's the number one job in America, period. Either in the cycle or in totality. I mean, look, and I've been there to see it, to understand it, to, you know, to know people who live down there and who go. And like, to Jim, if we look at you're the NFL team. I think that's an important thing. And I think it shadows Ohio State in that regard. I think Michigan had it for a while because the Lions weren't an NFL team. U of M was. LSU is the only thing that matters. I mean, the New Orleans Saints are a happy hoo-hoo and ha-ha and all that. LSU football's religion. The campus, the facilities, the home field that you play in, Death Valley, Tiger Stadium, all of that. But then think about, even in an NIL era, more five stars, more All-Americans, more NFL players per capita than basically anywhere on the planet. If you wanted to do the Pete Carroll thing where you don't recruit outside of a three-hour window, you could do that. You're going to get the support. You have the tradition. You have the pedigree. You have the SEC. You have the baked-in television network agreement. We're playing at night. Why? Because we're fucking LSU. We're wearing white at home. Why? Because we're LSU. We do what we want. I think it's the best job in America. I think it's bar none from everything I just described. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think the short list, Texas, OSU, LSU. See, people will say Bama, but Bama, unless it's Nick Saban or Bear Bryant, wasn't anything special. I mean, I think it said more about those guys. Yeah. There's such a great recruiting pool in Florida, but I wouldn't single out any of those individual jobs as being better than LSU. Yeah, it's. I'm not going to fight you if you say it's the number one. It's certainly the best available gig. So, Mike, that means they should get the best coach, right?
Yeah, you want who I'd call? I'll tell you. I just promise me we're not going to get into one of your Jim Costa.
No, I want to preface this with, because it's LSU, we can have so much fun with this. Like, really, there's no name you could throw out that I'm going to be angry about.
There's three names on my list. All of these will start at $14, $15, $16 million a year. That's where I think LSU's going here, okay? Mm-hmm. One and 1A go together. Then there's choice two. Ready? Mm-hmm. Urban Meyer, Nick Saban.
Yeah, I can't be mad at you. They're allowed to make those calls because they're LSU.
Okay. The other name, and I think the fit, if you want the fit, Dan Lanning. Young, energetic, SEC pedigree, everything that I think would hyper-energize LSU. And despite what people think with Phil Knight and Nike money and the rest, Oregon is not LSU. They will never be LSU. It is not the same. It is a sleepy outpost with cool uniforms and a motorcycle. It is not Death Valley on a Saturday night. Dan Lanning would be, if you don't want Hall of Fame regality coming to your school, Dan Lanning's the guy.
I had Saban. I had Urban. I hadn't considered Lanning, but yeah, you can get in that bidding war, and I think it's appealing for Dan Lanning, even though he said he loves Oregon. It's everything changes,
and
right?
You know what I mean, too. I don't want people to feel slighted. Because I know we get some duck emailers. Like, it's not that you're bad. No. You're actually very good. But LSU is something different, and you do need to remember where Dan Lanning made his bones. And as easy as it is to recruit at Oregon, you could do it in your sleep at LSU.
Other names, admittedly a tier down. So I'm not trying to sell these to you as greater than the names you've thrown out there, all right?
Yeah.
But some other names that are going to come up. Lane Kiffin, if he's a Florida consideration, he would be an LSU consideration.
Is it wrong? I don't want him at LSU.
Because?
Well, for one, we still have that big game issue with Lane. And he's kind of a younger Brian Kelly in that he's kind of a carpetbagger. He's kind of a...
Not kind of.
I mean, okay, it is.
Wild because on one hand, he got his first head coaching jobs so young that he's been everywhere. He was with the Oakland Raiders, USC, Tennessee.
I also can tell you this after watching, and I know we'll get to it later, watching Ole Miss and Oklahoma, he made two decisions in that singular game alone that'll get you fired at LSU. Trinidad Chambliss, first and goal. I take you out of the game to bring Austin Simmons in to throw back-to-back from the two.
Two different times in the game on critical downs.
And then you have fourth and one from your own 14-yard line in, like, the first quarter. What are we doing here? Punt the football, Lane Train. I don't want him in Death Valley if I'm an LSU fan.
And then two other names. Joe Brady's going to come up. He may be in for an NFL head coaching job, but everybody remembers him at LSU with Joe Burrow and that national title team.
Take it easy on that cigar, boy. Coach O to Joe Burrow is one of the funniest audio clips ever. Take it easy on that cigar.
And if you want a name that's up and coming, everyone's going to try to label the next Cignetti, but someone with Bayou roots, John Summerall at Tulane.
Okay. If you look at it through the prism of good and bad, I don't care about winning the press conference, but LSU, they have to get this hire right. You have to get this right. So, you know, the Summerall thing, it makes all the sense in the world. I just think you can do better. But remember, better doesn't mean bigger name. We don't get to interview these people. We don't get to see what their vision of the program is. Like, Lord knows, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when MSU hired Jonathan Smith. What's your vision here? Blink, 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 blink. Like, what?
The Summerall thing, Tulane, Troy, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Troy is a head coach, Tulane. I mean, if they end up going like 12-1 this year.
Deep pedigree. Yeah. South. It makes all the sense in the world. Hey, man, if you can't get an Urban or a Saban, or let's say that's not where you want to go, and you wanted the younger one, okay, then we go, all right, Lanning one. Summerall's not too far down that list. Okay. He's not. I think it's a sharp name down there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What about Brian Kelly? Where does he go?
I think he goes to the beach. $54 million. He's 64 years old. You know, we always talk about Kurt Cignetti that he's old, or Lance Leipold that he's old. But Brian Kelly's old. And I just, Where would you hire Brian Kelly? There's, why don't we reverse engineer this? Jim, you're the chancellor. You strike me as a chancellor. I'm more of the athletic director. Like, I'm more of like cutthroat. Jim, you're more of like snooty. You know, I'm committed to the take of academics. You strike me as a chancellor. Who wants Brian Kelly in 2026?
Okay, so before we go there, I'm fascinated by the human dynamic of what you just talked about. Brian versus the beach. You're given $54 million to fuck off and disappear forever. And I think every single person listening to us right now is saying, I would be on the beach. I'd sit there sipping daiquiris. I'd never work a day in my life, especially not at 64 or 65.
Right.
What's so fascinating to me is the way these dudes are wired. So I think Brian Kelly and a lot of these coaches like him would sleep in. They'd wake up. They'd walk the beach and hear the ocean. They'd put their toes in the sand. They'd take two sips of their pina colada and they'd go, shit, it's only 9:30. What am I supposed to do the rest of the day? They don't sit still. They want things to do. So, dude, I would, yeah, don't coach again, man. Enjoy your retirement. Go do fun things. I think he's going to want to coach because that's how these guys are wired. Not answer your second part of this. I think Penn State makes a lot of sense for Brian Kelly. Midwest job. Mike, I know LSU was bad. I think a lot of that's the culture fit. In the Midwest, he scaled success. D2 national titles, Central Michigan, perfect season at Cincy, national title appearance and some 11-12 win seasons at Notre Dame. Like, Penn State's going to hire Matt Rhule? No, you'd call Brian Kelly.
You could. I think the problem is just, what does Brian Kelly have left in the tank? You know what I mean? Like, his bit at... Jim, you're not crazy for saying it, but like if I'm at, and I don't want to do like a Penn State coaching search show. If I'm at Penn State, though, I'm coming up with different names. And you're right. Matt Rhule wouldn't be one of them. Why would you get rid of James Franklin to hire Matt Rhule? You know, it's different. You get rid of James Franklin and Urban Meyer descends down from a UFO with $40 million to build his roster. Yeah, we can go that route. No, it's an interesting point. I guess, okay, fine. You say Penn State. Let's say Penn State already has their guy. Who is lining up? Because I look at it and I go, all right, what? You're pointing.
Your school.
I don't think well, there's backstory.
It's beneath him at that point?
Well, it might be. And there's backstory. He desperately, desperately wanted the job back in 07. Wanted the job. I mean, would have walked over hot coals for it and State took D'Antonio. You'd have to, he's a very spiteful guy. So I wonder about that. I do wonder about the whole beneath him thing, because here's what Brian Kelly's going to require. And again, anyone who's asked me, even just you guys in group chat, and like we're just chilling out watching games and busting balls. I can't give you some list of names until I know what type of financial wherewithal State's going to bring to the table. If you hire Brian Kelly and you think you're going to skimp on NIL, he's going to be a disaster.
No, he requires NIL. Most of these guys do. He's not going to, he shouldn't take an SEC job. Like, I wouldn't have made the same pitch for Florida or Arkansas or if South Carolina or Auburn opens up. Like, I think he needs to get out of the South.
Yeah.
Get back into his footprint where he's had success before.
Yes. But no, I think you chill out if you're Kelly, you take a year, you can get an easy TV gig. They'll throw a few million bucks at you. You sit up there, you say nothing, you let the cycle blow out. And then next year you do a little bit of a rehabilitation tour. Maybe you write a fucking book. I don't know. And then next year is Brian Kelly, one of the big names on the carousel. That's how I'd approach it. If I repped him, I don't think diving back into this carousel is going to be good for him.
Cash the Ticket is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.